Good evening and welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Monday, April 15th, 2024. U.S. equities finished lower in Monday trading, ending near worst levels. Major indices added to their big drops from Friday and are all now below their 50-day moving averages. The Dow finished down 0.65%, S&P 500 down 1.20%, NASDAQ down 1.79%, and the Russell 2000 down 1.37%. Big tech was broadly lower, with Tesla a notable decliner on its layoff plans. Other laggards included cloud software, semis, home builders and REITs, retail and exchanges. Not a lot of groups ended in the green, but there were pockets of strength in IBs, industrial metals, A&D, pharma, managed care, HPCs, grocers, and casual diners. Treasuries came under pressure again with the curve steepening. The 10-year yield now up 25 basis points across the past four sessions. Dollar index was up 0.1%, with yen weakness the big story in FX, near its weakest point since 1990. Gold finished up 0.4%. Bitcoin futures were down 5.1%, and WTI crude settled down 0.3%, off worst levels. Some post-bell strength began reversing early in the session, and stocks came under pressure for much of the afternoon. Early optimism for some de-escalation in the Middle East after Israel and allies largely thwarted direct attacks from Iran seemed to dissipate after reports that the Israeli war cabinet has reportedly decided to retaliate clearly and forcefully, driving more geopolitical headline volatility. This latest update saw a bit of flight to safety rally in treasuries and gold, both coming off worst levels, while VIX erased earlier deadlines and jumped back above Friday's close. Some analysts said that the oil markets had priced in risks of attack over the weekend, but crude prices could remain elevated on geopolitical risk premium in the coming months. This conflict is also playing into the Fed rate path calculus. In addition, the magnitude and velocity of the bond yield backup, a key headwind following further hawkish repricing of Fed pivot expectations last week. Recent layoff and M&A headlines are also being viewed negatively. Stretched systematic long positioning has been flagged as another key risk. There is also some focus on dampened buyback support with corporates in their blackout period. Still, more bullish narratives can still point to short-term oversold conditions and better second-half April seasonality, while today's retail sales report plays into the good news is good news narrative. In macro news, March retail sales beat, while ex-autos and fuel and control group sales also ahead. Notably, non-store retailers had their best month since January 2022. Revisions were also positive, though some analysts note a weakness in some rate-sensitive and discretionary categories. While some thought the data was likely helped by the earlier Easter timing and incoming tax refunds, arguing higher prices was a big factor in the results. The report is likely to spark GDP forecast upgrades and could play into arguments for holding on rate cuts. April Empire State Manufacturing Index missed as the employment index remained negative while prices paid index picked up. NAHB housing market index unchanged, matching expectations. The Fed's Williams said inflation is coming down slower than expected, but still expects rate cuts this year. Powell is set to speak tomorrow afternoon. His last remarks came before the third straight hotter CPI print. In corporate news, Apple iPhone sales are down 10% year-over-year in Q1, according to the latest report from the IDC. Tesla is preparing to cut headcount by more than 10%, while executive Drew Baglino announces his departure. Centene rallied and Molina Healthcare lagged after Florida contract awards were announced post-close on Friday. Neumora Therapeutics was today's biggest decliner, finishing down 13.4% as it announced that the FDA placed a clinical hold on its Phase 1 trial of NMRA-266 for schizophrenia. Ultragenyx Pharmaceuticals, which finished down 9.2%, announced interim data in patients with Angelman syndrome after treatment with GTX-102. Additionally, several M&A headlines are in focus. Salesforce is in advanced talks to acquire Informatica. Akamai Technologies is said to be in advanced talks to acquire No Name Security for $500 million. Encore Wire, which finished up 11.6%, is to be acquired by Prysmian for $290 per share in a deal with an enterprise value of $4.2 billion. Medical Properties Trust was today's biggest gainer, finishing up 18.8% off of its announcement that it is selling majority interest in Utah hospitals. In earnings news, Goldman Sachs had a big earnings beat with FICC a standout. Charles Schwab report mixed with some focus on lower cash sweep balances. M&T Bank EPS and NIM light, but NII guides ahead and said its CRE exposure is shrinking. Tomorrow brings a busier day of earnings reporters. Pre-open, we'll hear from Bank of America, BNY Mellon, Johnson & Johnson, Morgan Stanley, Northern Trust, PNC Financial Services, and United Health Group. While after the bell, we'll hear from J.B. Hunt, Omnicom Group, and United Airlines. That's it for this evening's FactSet Evening Market Recap. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.